Mary Miller, who represents Illinois' 15th congressional district, brought the issue to the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives.
I rise to defend our daughter's right to privacy and safety.
She's talking about a case involving a young girl at the YMCA.
This spring, a 16-year-old girl swimming for a local swim team in my district was banned from the YMCA for speaking out against men undressing in the girls' locker room. My constituent, Abigail, was simply exercising her right to privacy and safety.
The issue is whether transgender athletes should be able to access bathrooms and locker rooms that coincide with their gender identity rather than their gender at birth.
The YMCA should immediately reverse their decision.
Miller also took aim at Illinois' Democratic governor for supporting transgender rights.
Governor Pritzker continues to promote policies that put our daughters at risk.
The governor recently signed into law two measures aimed at safeguarding the rights of the LGBTQ plus community. It is an issue that echoes in the state houses across the country and in the nation's capital. In fact, the U.S. House of Representatives recently passed a defense authorization bill. It includes several amendments deemed too controversial to even be considered in the Senate. Among them, amendments that target transgender care and diversity and inclusion initiatives in the Department of Defense. Representative Adam Smith, a Democrat from Washington State, described the House bill and its amendments as one that pushes what he calls, in his words, an agenda rooted in racism, misogyny, bigotry, ignorance, and hatred. In Washington, D.C., Linda Kenyon, Illinois Newsroom.